Hi, it's Eva Cox with my 5-minute advocate for this week. And what can I say about this week? It's been a very weird week or so because we've been all trapped into these various limited access to other people. I live on my own. I'm fairly old, so it's okay. I quite like it. But you suddenly realise how dependent we are on other people. What do we know about other people? How do we actually sort of create the levels of relationships we need to survive? And I think all of this thing around the pandemic has made us very aware of that. Those of us that live in households have to be very cautious that we don't actually spread the disease. So there's all of these things about catching, getting vaccines and various other things, and yet somehow that still spreads, particularly in areas where people are used to dropping in and out of people's households, where the social is important, where maybe they come from other countries and they don't have the same sort of set of neighbours that other people have, and even those you're not really supposed to talk to. One of the problems I think we've got, and this pandemic's a very good example of it, is we forget that humans are social beings. Despite the ideas that some economists have of us being homo economicus, which is this individual that is self-interested, selfish, not a very nice person to have around, because certainly he's underneath all of those economic equations where we calculate everything according to its financial need, which I've carried on about. But we don't realise, and particularly given that the world is often run according to male things, where men go to work. Women are allowed to now too, but there's been some interesting stuff about working from home and various other things that are coming up around that, which maybe lead to questioning the workplace. But we don't really grasp in the things that we do that we are social beings, that we are interdependent. We know about it. We've got relatives. We've got friends. We've got acquaintances, and we have a sense of being connected with other people, which gets back to some of the other stuff I've been talking about, which is our trust capacities. Do we trust other people? Do we think basically other people are okay? If we do, we probably live in societies where you're safe, you're respected, and you respect others. And that's really basic to good democracies as well, and I've talked a bit more about that. But I just want to come back to the feelings of being on your own, because I've become really aware of it. I live in a house which is somewhat too big, but it's got a lovely view and I really want to stay here. But I do rattle around in multiple rooms, and it does become very uncomfortable. I'd really like to go and sort of catch up with one of my neighbours, but she won't sort of let me in, and she's not allowed to, and I can't let her in as I'm not allowed to. We can't eat together. We can walk together, but I've got flat feet and I'm not a good walker. I just think the government's being a bit cruel about the people that live on their own. Maybe we can have a friend too. We're allowed to have somebody who's a sexual partner, but we're not allowed to have a friend who can visit. I think we need friends that can visit. I think friendship and relationships are so much an important part of our lives that we really do need to think through more than just be told strictly stay behind your doors. Because I think that we miss the contact with other people. We miss the sense that they have of us and that we have of them as being a connection, so that we're part of the wider world. I think a lot of that understanding about the fact that we're social and connected beings and very interdependent is one of the reasons that some of the policies that they produce really are fairly inept. And one of those is not allowing people who live on their own to have one or two nominated people that they can catch up with. Maybe if we had that, it wouldn't be so hard to be on your own. And maybe we could convince those in power that friendship is an essential part of living. Relationships are an essential part of living. And maybe we need to work out ways of dealing with diseases where we don't have to cut off the way that we connect with others. Maybe then we become more human and also more humane.